News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For profit are proposing the government should introduce a cap of 3% on mortgage interest rates. But how is that going to work in reality, and why? Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary, is on the line, as is Brendan Burgess, founder of AskAboutMoney.com. Richard Boyd Barrett, is it you don't pay any more than 3%? Is that what you're proposing?
Yes, that's, exactly. You would not be allowed to charge more than 3%. Interest on mortgages.
And I had a look this morning at a leading bank. They didn't have a single rate that was below 3% right now.
Well, that is the point. I mean, the banks are charging for tracker and variable mortgages, 5%, 5.6% and 4% respectively. And then if you look at vulture funds or non-bank lenders, they're charging considerably higher than that, 5.6 or 6.9, and sometimes even higher. And what that means is that people who were paying maybe in some case, to take one example I'm familiar with in my own constituency, somebody was paying just over €1,000 a month before the interest rates hike started, is now paying €1,900 a month, which is absolutely crucifying. And the banks that are doing this are making an absolute fortune. They've declared enormous profits in the last year or two, but they're crucifying more.
Okay, Richard, I've got to let you clear your throat, because I think you're a little bit like myself. Sometimes you need to clear the throat. So I've got to let you do that. Bring in Brendan Burgess. Brendan, there isn't a person listening now who wouldn't appreciate a lower interest rate.
I think there's a lot of people listening who are applying for mortgages at the moment who'd like to buy houses and get on the ladder and not rely on social housing or not rely on renting. And if a hard cap is brought in on mortgage rates, you can just say goodbye to the mortgage market. Banks would stop providing mortgages in this country. And any hope we have of bringing in banks from overseas to compete in the Irish market would be gone. I have been campaigning on mortgage rates in Ireland for the last 10 years. I highlighted the fact that Irish mortgage rates were about one percentage point or more higher than the average, that people were paying too much for mortgages. And I've come up with various different solutions to those problems over the years. The small problem that I've had is that, you know, mortgage rates in Ireland, despite having been the highest in the Eurozone, were still quite low. The average mortgage in Ireland is about 166, maybe 170,000. And at the moment, the mortgage rate is about 4%, 4.5%. So somebody, you know, the average person, the average interest being paid by a homeowner today is about €600. Do you know what?
Yeah, but now, to be fair, Brendan, that's including everybody and what stage they're at in their journey. If you're starting out and you're trying to get on a house, you're not paying €600 a month.
No, absolutely. But that's the point. You know, when people start out, they suffer the indigestion of high repayments, but they pay off their capital. And, you know, the average today, there's obviously some people paying an awful lot more, as Richard's constituent is, but there's a lot of people paying an awful lot less. So the interest rates now, by the way, after 10 years of campaigning, are comparable. The biggest problem we have with mortgage rates at the moment is, as Richard referred to, vulture funds. And this is something that I have been campaigning on, and neither the central bank nor the government will do anything about it.
Okay.
They're paying rates up to 9%. And I would like to see customers of vulture funds, the vulture funds being told, charge your customers the rates being charged by the bank who sold you the mortgage.
Wait, so and you know, that makes sense. That's the contract that you signed up to. But Richard Boyd Barrett, to Brendan Burgess's key point, you do this, no bank will ever issue a mortgage ever again. You're actually going to discommode the audience that you're trying to appeal to.
Well, I mean, first of all, at the moment, we only have a very small number of banks. So I don't think we can really rely on, if you like, competition in the market to address this problem.
It's not a competition issue. They literally will not give a mortgage because they know they're not going to make any money on it, and they're trying to run a business. And if they don't make any money on it at all, nobody gets a mortgage.
Well, I mean, if the banks aren't willing to do the basic job that they are there to do, well, then we should consider, as we did following the crash, having to nationalise them.
Ah, but you the, see, is that the nub of all of this? You want all the banks back in state ownership and let the state provide the mortgage, is that it?
The nub is that I don't think that it is acceptable that we pay higher interest rates than everywhere else in Europe.
Well, Brendan says we're pulling that back. We're not as bad as we were.
We are considerably over the EU average, about 1.1% over the EU average. And that means hundreds of euros additional a month being paid by people, while the banks that are charging them this are making absolutely astronomical profits. Last year, permanent TSB's profits went up by 71%.
The banks were terrible. They were absolutely in the toilet. I mean, sure, every time they get a profit increase, it's going to look obscene compared to where they were.
No, well, 1.9 billion. That is up at a level of profitability in the case of Bank of Ireland that it was in the Celtic Tiger period. So these banks are absolutely creaming it. And remember, they are making money on the money they have in deposit on the European Central Bank, where they're getting 3.25% interest on the money they have deposited with the central bank. So they are cleaning up.
Okay.
And it is absolutely immoral that they should be crucifying mortgage holders with these interest rate hikes.
Brendan, the people have been crucified by these hikes and the banks agreed.
No, Richard, your figures are out of date. Rates were 1.5% higher, but we got.
I said 1.1%. I said.
I'm sorry, 1.1%. They used to be, but they're not now. They're at about the same as the rest of the eurozone. Oddly enough, and there's very little fuss about it, our deposit rates are much lower than the rest of the eurozone. So the Irish bank margins are much higher, and I don't want to see those margins or profits, you know, controlled by government edict. I want to see more competition in the market, and I want to see people being able to switch mortgages from one lender to another lender. We had a new lender brought in a couple of years ago, Avant Mortgages, and that brought down the rates for all lenders in Ireland. They had to compete because rates were a lot lower. And the best way to do it is competition. And Richard, I mean, I would respectfully suggest, if you want to have a go at putting some control on the vulture funds, that would save the people who are really badly affected. Somebody who's paying 4% interest at the moment, who owns their own house and is paying off their mortgage, doesn't really need the protection of the state. Let competition protect them.
All right, we leave it there for now. Well, Richard Boyd Barrett.
Yeah, competition isn't protecting people, okay, Brendan. Well, that's the problem. Well, certainly vulture funds should be banned from the market. There's absolutely no doubt about
that. I think there's a common enemy identified there, at least. Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit, TD for Dunleary, Brendan Burgess of AskAboutMoney.com. Thank you both for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.